What's good, y'all? It's your boy Ken Barco here in the Too Easy Podcast. Before we start the show, I just want to give you guys a heads up that season one is coming, y'all. I know we've been saying it for the longest. Season one is coming. I thank you guys for your patience. I understand that all this waiting, it can be boring and, you know, very tedious at times. But season one is on the way. We are dropping soon. Big things are coming. And we're going to be collabing quite a bit, so I'm very excited for that. And can't tell you who or what, but we're gonna be doing some big collabs. If you're hearing this, you know who you are. Hopefully soon, but it hasn't been confirmed yet, so I can't really tell you for certain. But once it gets confirmed, I'm coming straight to y'all. You know, I'm gonna tell you like a little girl that just got asked out of prom. I'm gonna start dancing, jumping up. Start singing Dancing on Sunshine. But but yeah, big things are coming. Big collabs are coming. So I can't wait, yo. It's about to get real. But yeah, I asked for the smoke. Now you got to blow it. That sounded wrong. Anyways, to the show. What it do, y'all? What it do?
It's your boy. What up, what up?
With the main man himself, Dominican Poppy. We back.
Dominican Poppy, Houston today.
Yeah, he's repping H-Town. What's up? How's my city doing today? Other than dealing with that bullshit in Houston.
With that, what bullshit going on in Houston?
What's called that one basketball player, the one that got in trouble for beating on his girl that's in the WNBA. So,
yeah. What's his name? Porter.
Porter, right? Kevin Porter Jr.?
Yeah, Kevin Porter Jr.
Yeah. What's his name? Yeah, so it's coming out now. So originally what happened was, if y'all don't know, Kevin Porter Jr. is a basketball player for the Houston Rockets. And it came out that that he was beating on his girlfriend, who's also in the WNBA. She's a WNBA player. I forgot for what team. But yeah, it came out that he was beating on his girl, or she accused him of beating on his girl. And then a couple days ago, her and her legal team came out and said it didn't happen.
Yeah, so she said now, it didn't happen.
But it's not like
another Tory Lanez situation.
Yeah, so what's called, supposedly he was, I'm looking at the story right now, my fault. Before, I don't want to say nothing really too much until I see the full thing, and it was, let's see. Because supposedly he caused her a neck fracture. That's what's being said, but.
That means he was, like, really, like, fucking her up, like. A neck fracture?
Man, what the fuck is going on in Houston, man? First that shit with what's his name? What's his name? Christopher and Jalen Green. And then Jalen Green started dating that cougar. I mean, it's just nothing but bad publicity and fuck with the Rockets right now, man.
They like dating hoes, boy.
And then who did they sign, like, for a major deal? They signed somebody for like a big deal, like somebody that's not really, that's probably not worth it, but they signed somebody. Was it Dylan Brooks or am I tripping?
Yeah, it was Dylan Brooks. I was mad as fuck. I was like, why the hell would you sign Dylan Brooks, bro? He literally has no respect for elders. You know what I'm saying? He ain't have no respect for LeBron James. And then he was just like, he got scored on consistently in the playoffs. I was like, bro, he's the reason why they left the first round. The fucking Memphis Grizzlies. Not that they was going to win anyway, but, like, he the reason why motherfucker kept getting scored on and talking all that shit. Yeah. And then we give him all that damn money. For what?
Yeah, bro, you could have... Entertainment value.
Got anybody. Yeah, that's what it is, entertainment value.
Entertainment value. He has too much of an entertainment value. And then imagine him and LeBron start going at it when LeBron comes to Houston.
Yeah.
That's going to be selling some tickets. That's just for tickets. They just wanted to sell them tickets and put the masses in them seats. But yeah, look, I'm looking at a story on First on Fox. So what happened was, so Houston Rockets guard Kevin Porter Jr. is accused of attacking girlfriend Carice Gondrescu. I'm not even going to say that name. But in a New York City in New York City hotel room earlier this week. But
wait, hold on, Carice.
Yeah, Kasiri, something like that. I don't know. Like I said, I ain't trying to butcher your name. Yeah, it starts with a K.
Yo, is it that fine ass?
Yeah.
That's really, really good looking ass, but like the only WNBA player like that looks attractive.
Yeah, the one that doesn't look like a lesbian.
Yeah, like, oh, why the fuck would he do that to her? She bad as fuck. Yeah,
but it's like, however.
Oh.
However. It was coming out that he's being accused of attacking girlfriend of that girl in the New York City hotel room earlier this week, but her attorney told Fox News Digital the allegations are accurate. So statements that were attributed to her were not her words. She said her lawyer, Robert Hantman, referring to a criminal complaint. She says he didn't strike her repeatedly. He's a big guy. If he hit her repeatedly, she'd have a broken jaw, which is true.
Yeah.
And Porter was a criminal complaint. So I guess somebody else had complaint from outside. I guess somebody had heard something. I guess they're arguing.
This girl, right?
Yeah, real pretty one, light skin.
Yes. The baddie.
Man, the one that doesn't look like she wears a fucking starter, those long ass starter shorts with the fucking big ass shirt and the fucking brim hat. On fucking Saturdays at the club.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's good, nigga? Hey, what's good, nigga? How you doing, man? I ain't no nigga. I'm a woman. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, man. Hey, all right, bro. Hey, see you around, dog. I mean, girl. all right,
bro.
That's a dude. You go in the club, you're like, hey, what's good, homie? Hey, how you doing, nigga? What's good, man? Hey, oh, shit. You a girl. I didn't mean to touch your titties. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to touch your titties. I was coming in for a bump. My bad. I didn't mean to hit your titties. I'm sorry. I wish you and your titties a good night. But fucking, let me see. Hold up. But yeah, it was some. So I guess it was a complaint of why he got arrested. It was just really just off a complaint. So he got, ironically, got arrested September 11th. On September
11th. How's he dating the baddest female in a WNBA?
He's in the NBA. NBA players are.
Maybe that's all you need. Like,
trust me, man. The amount of fucking the girls that wanted Mike Tyson, if you look at Mike Tyson, he wasn't really. You know what I mean? The amount of women that wanted Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson was crazy.
They wanted his status.
Yeah.
They wanted the status that comes with being with him. They don't give a fuck about the man as a whole. They don't care anything. They don't give a fuck about the guy. They don't care what trials or tribulations he's been through. If she could take all his money and all his status and all his clout, she would. You know why? Because she wants to be in that area. They love being within that vicinity.
Yeah.
And so, what's called? It's all about status. It's all about being the big dog. And girls want to be around the big dog. As much as they call them toxic masculine male, where are those fine women at around those masculine toxic males? Mm-hmm. And who do they have baby by? who do they usually have babies by? Those same men that they complain about, they usually have babies by them motherfuckers.
Be having babies by the future.
But yeah, fucking... But my thing is, if this shit didn't happen, what the fuck did happen? Because she has a neck fracture. You know what I mean?
I don't think you get a neck fracture playing basketball. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I mean? Like, if there was something that happened, or what probably happened was they was arguing, and she started yelling because, you know, she's a WNBA player. She's been around other lesbians. So she's around masculine. She's around feminine masculine energy. So she's around that. So she starts posting up on him. It's like, I don't give a fuck about you. Fuck you and the NBA, nigga. I'm a WNBA player. And then she slips, hits her head on the fucking coffee table. And he's like, oh, fuck. Oh shit. And what's going on? And then somebody calls the police and he gets arrested later on. I bet you that's what happened. Because you know when you're talking and the motherfucker just randomly falls and shit around you, I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And then just because you're there, just via proximity, you're gonna get fucking arrested.
That's true. Crazy.
But in the statement added, arraignment, Porter repeatedly punched the district attorney Mariah Kurzer said that Porter repeatedly punched her, causing a gash to her right eye, and strangled her and broke a bone in her neck. That's what was being said. But now it's coming out that she did it. So I don't know who the fuck is telling the truth, but if we're at this point where nobody knows where who's telling the truth, if he's still locked up or in jail or something, release him until all the facts come out.
Exactly.
I'm like, why the fuck is he? Like, they always do this, especially the black man, too. Did you see the way they did Jonathan Majors?
No.
So Jonathan Majors was a couple months back, but he was having a fight with one of his, with his girlfriend. And so this was probably like the end of the relationship type fight. And she was beating the shit out of him. And then he was trying to, she's been very fucking abusive to him. He was trying to get her in a taxi. And so fucking, she was beating on him and this and that. And so, and fucking put her in and the taxi driver took her. And then I guess a couple of days later, she came back drunk because she still had the key to the apartment they was in. And so him and the janitor walked in because he couldn't open his door. So the janitor or the maintenance person or whatever came in to open the door for him, I think. And they came in and she was half naked on his couch, I believe. Drunk. Passed the fuck out. And then...
Leave.
And then he called... And the crazy part is, check this out. He's the one that called the police.
I would have left.
Yeah, he was the one... But it was in his apartment. So he's the one that calls the police. The police get here and fucking whatchamacallit. They arrest him.
Yeah.
And they're coaching this girl, the girl that he was with, they're coaching her to say that he hit her. They're like on the camera. They're like, so he hit you, right? Is that what happened? He hit you? Is that what happened? He kidnapped you? Or some shit like that? I'm like, and they arrested his ass.
Yeah.
They're threatening him with all sorts of fucking, I think even one of the prosecutors says, oh, he could probably face 20 years in prison. I'm like, what the fuck? Imagine that. You call the police and now you facing fucking 20 years in prison. Ain't that a bitch?
You know, your ass just leave. Call the police and just, right?
But leave. The silver lining to all that is, so... It was proven that she was lying. And the night she said, because supposedly he had broken her hand. But the night after, but the thing is, the night after he supposedly beat her, she was at the club partying it up. And they got it on video without a cast or anything like that. She was using her hand freely.
They be out here wilding.
Yeah, what's called? She was using her hand freely and everything. It was crazy. I was like, what the hell? I was like, what are you lying ass bitch? Like, straight up, I was like, you lying ass bitch.
You doing all this shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lucy with her hands, holding the shot, holding the goddamn beer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's called? But the funny thing is, she fled the country before, like, when everything, all the evidence came out that she was lying. She fled the country. So she's out. She fled the country. She's somewhere else. Oh yeah, no, that's the whole point. And she was like, nope. She fled the country because during that investigation, you can't leave the country at all. Like, yeah. When you're on trial, you can't leave the country.
Even if you're not the one that committed anything?
Yeah, because you're part of the investigation and everything. Until the trial is officially done, you can't leave. If not, you will get indicted. Or I guess they're trying to extradite her because I think I don't know where she fled to. I can't remember. But yeah, Columbia. I'm like, why the fuck y'all throwing these motherfuckers in jail if they didn't do nothing? You know what I mean? Like, as of now, like I said, if there's a video of Jonathan Majors coming out, grabbing this woman and beating the shit out of her, then yeah, he's a piece of shit. You know, like, yeah. I'll change my opinion immediately. But yeah. Until then, with all these dudes, like I said, I don't know what happened. And going back to the Kevin Porter case, I don't know what happened with these gentlemen and their women. But whatever did happen, until that shit comes out, they should not be arrested. You know what I mean? Until you have hard-on evidence.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they keep going off hearsay. I don't know what the fuck it is. Yeah, they're just going off hearsay.
It'd be different. She turned up like she was dead and, you know, he was there. Now, okay, yeah. Like, I understand now. But she not dead. Like, she good. You know what I'm saying? You over here arresting somebody for what?
Yeah, I'm wondering what the fuck actually did happen. I'm like, yo, like, if this shit did happen or did this shit happen or not? You know, right. It gets hella annoying because then now you're like, who the fuck do I believe now? But yeah.
Social media, the media lies too much these days. Social media actually finds out the truth.
Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, what's called, what up? Oh. What's up? Hey, man. Hey, what's called? This is my sister. I don't know if you want to come say what's up real quick. She just got here. Just drove.
She a part of the Barcos. Yeah. You want to see Drake?
Yes.
I saw Drake out here in D.C. It was crazy.
Did he perform? I know he's playing a song after every concert.
Yeah, if you're saying this, Drake,
I saw him on his third concert, so he didn't drop no snippet or nothing. But I did hear the snippet yesterday. That shit was crazy.
What? Oh, it's the one with the deer on it or the drawing?
Yeah. So he dropped a snippet yesterday with SZA.
Yeah.
SZA, that shit was fire, bro. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, Drake getting back to Drizzy.
Bro, the shit that Drake is doing in his concerts is crazy. Did you see the one where he's talking to his holographic self?
Yeah.
He's like rapping to his holographic.
Yeah.
Oh shit, word.
Yeah. Oh, he literally grabbed a book from a hologram. I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck that happened. But he grabbed a book from a hologram.
Yeah, that shit was so fucking amazing. I'm like, yo, how the fuck? I mean, of course, I figured we was gonna get pretty far in the holographic technology business, but I didn't think we was gonna get that far.
Yeah, like I'm trying to figure out how the fuck did he grab the book
to himself? His holograph, yeah. the holographic was actually grabbing the book.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, how far have we gotten? Because I know since that Tupac, I don't know if you remember the hologram with Tupac
and
Snoop Dogg. I don't know if you remember. Yeah. Man, that shit was amazing. That shit was amazing. The fact that we got this far in that holographic technology is crazy. I'm like, man, why are we not talking about this shit?
No.
The fact that he can grab physical items through just light, that's crazy.
They had to have it like set up somewhere. I don't know. Yeah. But it was like he just reached for it. Like, I was like, how did...
And then
how
you
do
just
you get it off?
Yeah, like, I mean, like I say, leave it to Drake that he's gonna pay top dollar for his performances.
Yeah,
I can give him that. Like, his performances are worth what the fuck you pay for. But at the same time, like, and like, motherfuckers have to pay an arm and a leg to even get a mid row section to his show.
Oh yeah, I was at a mid row section. I paid $1,600.
That's a new car.
Yeah,
that's a new iPhone. I mean, we're not a new car, but, you know, a used car if you were to buy something off.
That's a down payment shit.
Or a down payment on a car. Goddamn. Nah, man, it's crazy how far the technology has gotten, man. It's going crazy, but fucking... But yeah, let's see. I'm trying to think. Because I talked some points on the last video I dropped. I know y'all saying, oh, what's your thoughts on the brick lady, though? Brick lady and all this shit that happened.
I'm not too spun up on it.
Okay, okay.
Well, you have to respin me on that shit.
Yeah, pretty much the lady who pretty much lied and was scamming people and shit like that.
Oh.
And then she got hit with a brick, supposedly. I'm going. But yeah, what's called? She got hit with a brick, supposedly. And there was a swelling on her, on the side of her face. And turns out, what's called? So she, you know, the whole video, you know, she's calling out for black men. She's saying, why didn't you help me? All you black men stood there and let this man hit me with a brick. These men were confused. They're like, what the hell are you talking about? They looked confused, and it was just like a weird, a weird moment. Everybody was like, what the fuck is going on? And and turns out, you know, technically from that night, she never got hit with a brick. Because they came back with a footage, the club owner. So she was here in Houston, actually. That's what I was talking about. That Houston was fucking up. And so she was here in Houston, and the club owner came out and said, looking at all the video footage, none of that shit happened.
What is wrong with women? Man, dog,
it was like a whole can of worms.
What was your face?
So what's called, and somebody on TikTok had pointed it out that, for one, there was somebody else that pointed out that she did not file no police report. So she got bricked up and everything. She got hit with a brick and everything, but never filed no police report, which is strange. I'm like, you got hit with a brick. I would file a police report. And then And then she went to the hospital, and she started recording again. She was like, look what y'all did to me. Look, and your face swollen. I ain't never did nothing to nobody.
What happened to her face then?
And so somebody on TikTok pointed that out too. And so it turns out somebody had grabbed her medical records, or somebody had leaked it out. She was there for an allergic reaction.
I fucking knew it. That's what I was thinking about.
She was there for an allergic reaction. And so, somebody had pointed out that she had cheek injections to make her cheeks pop out. And they had looked at her older videos, and they looked at her more recent videos. And they saw that they had fillers in her cheeks. And so, she had to end up having an allergic, I guess something had popped on her, I guess she popped a muscle, and it expanded. Yeah. And fucking, yeah, that was their allergic reaction. And, you know, but thing is, this is the third time she scammed people out of money. So asking for money on GoFundMe. Yeah. She went to GoFundMe. So the first GoFundMe she had asked for is when she first came to the United States, when she first came to Houston. She had fucking, she was asking, I don't know what the fuck it was. She was asking people for a couple $1,000s because she's a single mother. She was coming in from Somalia or the West Africa, something like that. And she was like saying, oh, I need money, this and that. And, you know, I'm a refugee, et cetera, et cetera. Scam people out of thousands of dollars. Then she had an incident at a Dollar Tree. And where she was talking on the phone with, I guess, a family member in her native language. I guess people had mistaken it for her cussing and, you know, causing a scene. So a security officer went up and said, hey, can you please tone it down, you know, bring it down a little bit. And she was, you know, she started cussing at him, recording him, et cetera, et cetera. And fucking, she started saying he was racist and this and that. And she started another GoFundMe. And that guy came out and said he has video. And I think they came up with video footage of that too, of her causing a scene in the Dollar Tree before she started recording. So that was what was being more or less said. And then so scam people out of more thousands of dollars. And so now fast forward to like 2-3 weeks ago, she in downtown Houston supposedly gets slapped up with a brick. So I guess how much she ran off with this time?
$25,000.
Nope.
More or less.
$50,000. She scammed people out of $50,000.
For real.
Yeah. She ran off with $50,000. Got all you bitches. But what's going on? Yeah, absolutely. She scammed everyone. And, but thing is, good silver lining to this too. Now she's now being investigated by the FBI, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she's being investigated for fraud.
Yeah. Anytime you do fraud, FBI's gonna get involved. And yeah, if it's over like I'm gonna say 10,000, it gets flagged. And then once it's like 20,000, that's why all these fucking scammers are getting caught. Once it's at like 20,000, like your FBI is now has you on their radar. But then once you get up to 50, basically just better flee the country. You better go to fucking Cuba where they don't like Americans. America has no jurisdiction in Cuba, so you better take your ass there and hide.
Yeah, she could take that money and just run off to another country or something. Really, no, I mean, shit, and go scam people over there. I mean, you know, but eventually, you know, they're looking right now. Fucking, yeah. But anyways, and the fucked up part about all this is that she has a kid. You know what I mean? You'd think she would put her, you know, child's needs before hers and before wanting clout and attention and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, but she said, fuck that. I'm going for clout, bitch. Fuck that. Fuck them kids. but yeah, nah, I'm like.
I might defeat them kids now.
Yeah, and fucking now. And then there's also videos of her. So you know how she's calling out for black men to help her because she got hit with a brick? They brought up an old video of her saying that black men aren't providers. They don't protect us. We're the protectors. Lesbians are the protectors of black women. She was saying all this crazy shit during Pride Month. We black lesbians, we protect our men.
Here we go.
We protect our women. I was like.
And here we go.
Yo, it was more bullshit. And then she's been deleting videos left and right, making sure there's nothing that led back to it. But thing is, once it's on the internet, it's pretty much there forever.
There forever.
And so it was funny. I was laughing my ass off and fucking, I hope she gets what's coming to her. Like I said, I don't wish bad on nobody, but at the same time, when you do nothing but bad, eventually karma's going to come back and bite you. And so, yeah, you know, it is what it is. You get what you deserve. I don't wish ill on nobody, but if you have it coming, you have it coming. Just keep it real. The karma, yeah, like I said, if you got bad karma and you do bad at all these people and shit like that, it's just a matter of time before your time gets clapped.
Oh, the FBI get her ass, boy. Get your ass. You'll be a scamming motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I only say that because I've been scammed. I went out when I was in Atlanta a lot last year. The motherfuckers ran my card. The motherfuckers scammed me out of like hundreds of dollars, bro. Hundreds of dollars. Scammed the fuck out of me.
Yeah, that's how they do it over there, man. It's real shiesty out there.
You can't even go to the gas station. Poof.
Yeah, shout out to all my people out in Atlanta, Peach Street. All them. Let's see. I'm trying to think. There's something else I was talking about. I just can't remember for the life of me. But let's see. There's something big that came out. Oh yeah, so
the Steve Harvey shit.
Oh, how's that doing?
It came to be true.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been hearing so many stories about that shit, but I say it's true. I like that saying. I like that saying. Simps get pimped.
Simps get pimped, bro.
Yeah, I like that saying. I don't know. Hey, I like.
You want to be a simp? There's a thin line between being a loving husband and a loving man and a simp. It's a thin line. The line is crossed when the energy is not reciprocated. If you notice the energy is not reciprocated,
yeah,
there's the fucking sign.
Yeah, fucking, yeah, it definitely was fucking against simp, but that's a good sign. I like it. I'm trying Seems to think, there's something I was looking for. I just can't put a pin on it. But yeah, I guess just going into one of my next things, because I was talking about, what was it? That was something big. I don't remember for life of me.
Guess what, man?
Oh, yeah. So go ahead, big dog. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll save it.
Yeah. I was going to say, so I guess we could talk about the whole Maui situation with, what's her name? Was named Oprah and The Rock controversy. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that backlash they got.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Multi-billionaires, right? Keep in mind, right? 2 years ago, The Rock just bought the XFL for $16 million. And he went on TV and asked y'all for $10 million in donations. And Oprah, someone who's rich off her ass.
Yeah.
Ask you to donate money. What the fuck?
Yeah, and I'm like, these people are a part of that community. It's not like they're being paid to do this commercial. They live there. They got houses there, and their houses those houses were not infected in the slightest. You see how I said earlier when we were talking about it, how the celebrity houses were not touched at all.
It was just somehow
regular citizens on the in the lower class section.
But for some reason, the day before it happened, school was closed down.
Yeah.
What do you call it? That chief, the fire, the person who's the in charge of the fire department got fired or resigned.
Because
he didn't want to speak on the situation. Yeah.
Oh.
He didn't want to speak on the situation.
Yeah, no, it was called. Yeah, that was a construction job, in my opinion. I feel like that was a construction job to get people out of there. Like,
wire getting laid.
Yeah, because you know, people there, those properties are probably worth millions of dollars. Like for a lower class, like just for regular class people, those that property is prime to be worth millions of dollars, even billions. And so they're like the government. You know, coincidentally enough, started buying up all that land because now it wasn't worth nothing. Burnt up and everything, that land's not worth nothing no more. It's not worth nothing. So now they can just buy it out. Yeah, now they can buy out. Like, oh, yeah, you want $100,000? You want this $100,000? Yeah, here you go. Get the fuck out of here. that was a construction job if I ever saw one myself, man. It was fucked up. And they didn't give fuck. And then going back to the whole, The Rock and Oprah thing, they're like, The Rock's hugging her and he's doing that smolder face. He's doing that smolder face when he's hugging her, like when he's asking her for a million, like, asking regular people that work regular jobs for millions of dollars. He's like, pretending he's acting still. I'm like, man, y'all motherfuckers together are worth fucking $2-3 billion. I'm like, y'all can really, y'all both of y'all can give up half of y'all salary and help the victims, and you would still be straight for
under salary.
Not even half. Y'all can give up a tenth of y'all salary, and you would still be straight. The Rock is worth almost $1 billion, and Oprah's worth $2 or $3 billion. I think.
Well over.
Yeah. Fucking, those guys, they have it. And then they're asking regular people that fucking, that work for a living, that live paycheck to paycheck. People that, actually work for the shit. And then you're going to go and ask them instead of just sending fucking And then not to mention the government, you know, that whole shit with fucking nah, man. They got stint. They got, you know what I mean? There'll be those motherfuckers. You know, when your homie gets a new girl and he starts spending all his money on her.
Yeah.
Your homie gets a new girl. She walking around in a new fucking mink coat, fucking new brand new fucking Birkin bag. She like this.
Yeah.
Walking and you asking for $10. Like, hey man, can I borrow $10 real quick, man? I'm starving like a motherfucker, dog. Starving, bro. I haven't eaten. Hey, bro, fucking my real quick, bro. Hey, man, just real quick. He's like, get off me, bro, motherfucker. Here's a dollar. Get the fuck out of my face. No comment. No comment, nigga. Fuck out of my face, nigga.
Go figure it out, nigga.
Yo, I'm just like, you know what I mean? But that's the type of motherfucker, that's how the government is right now, man. I'm just like, come on now, don't fucking... That's some shady shit. I don't know. That's some grimy shit. I don't rock with it, man. Like,
all I'm saying is Maui, right? Hawaii will be a nice base to put that's closer to, you know, closer to China.
Shit.
It's closer to China.
Yeah.
It's a nice little spot to deploy some people.
Shit.
Quick, fast, and a hurry.
But yeah, man. Oh, okay. Well, but all these motherfuckers running to everything right now. Like, it's just nonsense. Everything's just turned into nonsense. I'm like, some of these motherfuckers need to just retire and move the fuck on with their life instead of making decisions for people to actually work for a living and still have to live here.
Exactly.
All these old motherfuckers that already lived their life. Go retire, motherfucker. Go spend time with your grandkids, man.
Yeah.
Go fucking, you know what I mean? Stop gentrifying. You said what?
Does Oprah have kids?
I don't think. I mean, I don't know, to be honest. I know there was a couple of kids. Like, it was never confirmed that they were or not. But there was a couple of kids saying that she had abandoned her family years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so she had abandoned her family for a career. Years ago, back when she was first starting off, she had gotten a job opportunity and she just said, fuck the kids, and went on and did that, supposedly. But they didn't show proof or something like that. They didn't show proof that their dad was married to her. I guess they're just together. And yeah, she just said, fuck them kids. I'm going for a career. So I don't know.
I've never heard of Oprah having kids.
Me neither. Like, you know, I know she had Stedman. Stedman was probably fucking like, can I actually use my penis this time? No. You will take the peg. You will take the peg, and the peg will take you. Bend over, Stedman. No, no, Oprah, no. Ah.
Oh, it's for the money. Yeah, he definitely
Stedman was like,
definitely not the man in that house, I'll tell you that. Definitely.
Yeah, Stedman over there holding her purse, walking her dogs and shit. I love my wife. I mean, they're not even married, actually. I don't think so, yeah. I don't think they was even married. She made sure to protect her money. Yep. But yeah, that was
marriage. What?
Yeah, she protected her money. She made sure of
it. Like, bullshit.
She made sure, what's her name? She had, I think they have separate bedrooms and shit. Like, she looked at all the loopholes on how to fucking, they have separate bedrooms, I think.
Yeah, when she's touring.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, they have separate bedrooms.
He's not hitting, like, what the fuck? What kind of relationship is that?
Man, it's a funny kind of shit. Fucking, Yeah, fucking yeah. It's not. He's not the man of that house. But let's see. But yeah, fucking just garbage people overall.
Yeah,
and I fucked with The Rock.
I like The Rock a lot.
I actually fucked with The Rock, but I think The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Rock probably had legal obligation to being there, probably. probably signed a contract because, you know, the way The Rock does it, he signs crazy-ass contracts. And then he looks at them later on. He just sees the money, like I said earlier, you know, where you just see those dollar signs.
Yeah.
And then fucking you don't read the check. You know, you cash the check in, but you don't read the fine print on it.
Yeah.
I don't think he reads the fine print. And he probably had, like, a legal obligation to be in those fucking videos. Help us. You know, help us with Maui and this and that and all that shit. It's just trash. But still, like I said, The Rock looked like he didn't want to be there. He looked like he was acting. Like he was doing an acting pose, and he was doing those smolder look.
Like, oh shit. I didn't even fucked around and got myself into something.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's
the audacity of them, though. The audacity. Facts. They asked for millions of dollars. If y'all get y'all stupid ass on and fucking donate that money yourself.
Yeah. Like you said, why are you going to go to regular people? You know what I mean? The 99% that will never live the life that y'all live.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The 99% of people that will never, ever see a light of, they'll never see an income plus or north of $100,000. Never. So, I mean, just leave, you know what I mean? Like, just put the money in, make yourselves look good. All they had to do, they actually could have got more publicity. They actually could have got good publicity. They could have put their own money in there, and they could have furthered their careers. They could have been known as activists.
Uh huh.
When you're known as an activist, you know, character, they pay you so much money after that.
Right.
Shit. But fucking, I was about to say, I was like, oh snap. God damn. I was like, I'm thinking your house is haunted. I was like, oh no.
No,
that's not
what's good.
Yeah, it was good. But
you can see
it. Yeah, I saw her hip hop. I was like, oh snap.
There you are.
That caught me off guard. What's good? How you doing?
Yeah.
What's good? Yeah, that caught me off guard. I was like,
I was a random pocket motherfucker. I'll tell you that. I won't say nothing.
I'll be like, who's that girl in the background? You got your girls today?
Hell no.
Yeah, we want to put this memorial in for Dominican Poppy. He lived a good life. he died. Yeah. From that ghost chick. I done gone crazy myself. But yeah, these motherfuckers could have just boosted their career and shit. But I don't know.
Okay,
all right, never mind.
My bad.
No, you good. But yeah, fucking, I don't know if you saw that new One Piece show on Netflix.
On Netflix? They put One Piece on Netflix now?
Yeah, they got all the episodes on there. And they got the live action one. I guess Netflix got the what's called the rights to One Piece, and they made a live action show about it. It's good as shit. It's actually good.
That shit. You know how much data they had to have for One Piece?
Man, fucking. Yeah, they just said, fuck it. I guess they own a certain amount of rights to it, so they can actually make shows on it.
Shit, they probably need 10 terabytes just for.
Shit, oh, fuck. Yeah, nah, but that shit was popping, though. I ain't gonna lie. The live action one, it was actually good. Like, everybody thought it was gonna suck and shit like that. It was actually good. Like, I saw it. I was like, God damn, they.
I'm going to look at it.
I'm telling you, it's good. I'm telling you, y'all should check it out, man. That's a good ass show. I'm telling you.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you. Yeah. That's a good ass show. I'm telling you.
The live action One Piece is actually good.
It's actually good, man. I bullshit you not. It's actually good. It's not better than original, but it's actually pretty good. But you know, of course, you're never gonna do better than original.
You know what happened last time when you try to do fucking when they try to live action some anime Dragon Ball.
Yeah, the Cowboy Bebop. Yeah, the Cowboy Bebop was trash. Fucking what's the name? Yeah, Dragon Ball was garbage.
That was horrible.
The thing is, they didn't go back to the creators though. Didn't go back to the original creators. But this one, this time, what's his name? Oda, something Ichari Oda, the one that made One Piece. They actually went to him, and they got renewed for a second season. It was so good that they got renewed for a second season.
Mm.
Like, like after a week of it being out, I think, like a week or two of it being out there.
I'm checking it out.
Yeah, it's good as shit. I ain't gonna lie. But fucking, yeah, y'all, check it out. And speaking of some like cinematic shit, fucking video game wise, what's called Spider-Man 2 is coming out next month.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, any PS5 players, you know, shout out to PlayStation gang. But fucking.
Spider-Man on GameCube. The first Spider-Man on GameCube, that shit was fire.
Man, I haven't heard GameCube in a long ass fucking time. Last game I played on there was Legend of Zelda. I forgot what the name is. They discontinued it. Something. Yeah, man. I used to play Legend of Zelda on that shit. That shit was hard as hell. But fucking they canceled GameCube because they couldn't compete with
PlayStation and Xbox.
Yeah. And thing is, I don't know, because I guess I was talking a lot of shit on TikTok, I ain't gonna lie. I was like commenting and I got like fucking 30,000 likes. 30,000 like, and I got like 10,000 comments on this one comment I put down about fucking about Xbox and PlayStation. Cause you know, those are like the two button heads.
Yeah.
And so, but thing is, I was saying that, you know, Xbox ain't got no games, you know what I mean? Xbox really ain't got no games. Xbox don't really got no games. They had one game that was supposed to come out or that was supposed to be good. And when it came out, it looked just so fucked up. It had so many bugs in it. The game was all fucked up. It was garbage. And, Starfield, I think. Starfield, if I'm not mistaken.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, Xbox hasn't been good since Xbox 360. I was just keeping the buck. Motherfuckers got their feelings. Man, motherfuckers were getting their fucking feelings hurt when I said that. So many people came at me at the comments, but if anybody's watching that and check me out, go fuck yourselves because PlayStation's winning right now. PlayStation's winning right now. As much as I like Xbox, and like I said, the greatest console ever released, in my personal opinion, was the Xbox 360. It was just so crazy. Like, so many, like, the gaming consoles that come out now that are, focused on, like, or any gaming console coming out now is running off the format of the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
They're even selling it, like, Xbox 360 was so good that they're even selling Xbox 360s now. They're still selling them. To this day.
They're fire. That's a staple.
That was the one that changed it for me.
Yeah. But when they came out Xbox 360 and PlayStation had to come out with a PS3, because...
Yeah.
They was just winning. I was like, shit, this 360. Everybody has a 360. I didn't know one person that didn't have a 360.
Yeah, like even like nobody was going for the PS3 or yeah, like the PS2 was pretty fire. Like before that, the console before PS3 was PS2. That one was the go-to, but then they came out with 360 and shot out the water.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I haven't seen anything good come out of Microsoft or any of those motherfuckers. Like I said, anybody that's working over there at Microsoft, get your shit together.
Get y'all motherfucking head out your ass.
Any of you Xbox nerds, though, fucking getting mad and getting you know, fucking getting mad at me and shit like that. I'm like, listen, when y'all start coming out with a decent ass fucking, like an actual... amount of games every year.
Halo was a decent ass game though. Halo was a decent ass game.
Yeah, I like but that's the thing. Halo is always a go to. It's like McDonald's for them.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
That's their go to. Like at the end, when they have nothing but shitty ass games, that's their go to.
It's all
and, and they own Activision now. They own Activision, where the company that makes Call of Duty games.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, they own Activision.
Monopolize it.
Yeah, they own Bethesda. They own all this shit. And they still can't beat. They own all these companies now. All these companies. They own. They still can't beat Sony. They still can't. Because Sony keeps it simple.
It does.
They're mainly based off Japan.
Yeah, because Sony's not made based off in Japan.
Yeah.
Microsoft is.
Based off from Japan, yeah. So they don't put no political agendas in their fucking... in their product. That's why that's why their product's better. That's why their product's good. Now, if they did, I mean, I know there's a couple of them that probably came out and said some stupid shit, but still, overall, they don't agenda fight with any political ideals.
Because that's what we don't want.
Yeah, it's just something that's why it's been working, because they got down to the fucking basics and it's just started doing the basics, and that's why they're winning. But I don't know. You got anything else you want to say, Big Dog?
My guy, CJ Stroud is injured.
Oh, he's injured from what?
CJ Stroud is injured, man.
Nah, man. Stroud wasn't gonna do shit this season.
What you think about the first game, man? What you think about Texans versus Ravens? I understood like we was gonna lose, but at the end of the day, I think we look good on defense.
Like the fact that we have D'Amico Ryan, like D'Amico Ryan is one of the best defensive coordinators in the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so he's always gonna make sure his defense is straight. It's just that he didn't have nothing to pick from offense-wise. Everybody, like all the hot-ticket wide receivers, all the hot-ticket quarterbacks, they're not coming to Houston.
To pick the quarterback next year.
Yeah, they don't come to Houston.
We should have picked the quarterback next year. Legit, we should have just picked CJ Anderson and picked Jalen Carter from Georgia, and we'd have CJ Anderson, two big beast-ass D linemen, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then. Yeah. We should have just gave David Mills another year. But now, we want to get some
better. Yeah, he's the better quarterback. Like I said, until Stroud gets his shit together, Mills is the better quarterback anyways. Yeah. But the thing is, he just doesn't have no weapons. Brandon Cooks went to Dallas. Yeah. Don't have D-Hop anymore. I mean, it's just it's like we don't have any weapons on offense. We can't attract any big names. Because we keep fucking
waiting for Shadir Sanders.
Yeah. Shit. Like I said, shit. If Shadir comes through, then shit, bet. I don't mind waiting another year for Shadir.
Yeah.
But yeah, dog. Like, and also shout out to Colorado, too.
Colorado.
Man, shout out to them boys, man. That shit. Those boys are actually trying to make a name for themselves. Like me personally, I need like 3-4 games before I can start believing in the team.
Yeah,
but I actually might just say fuck it and become a believer. But I think I need one more game. I think they need to play one more ranked team. Once they play one more ranked team, I'm in. I'm all in.
Ranked team, I think, is Oregon.
Yeah.
That's going to be dangerous.
If they beat Oregon in the next game, I'm a believer. They need to beat, in my personal opinion, they need to beat one more ranked team, and I'm all in. Like I'm not gonna bullshit or anything like that. Like
UT beat Alabama. You saw that shit?
Nah. Oh yeah, UT beat Alabama. Yeah. I was talking about on the last episode. But thing is, Alabama. I mean, I'll still take it. A win is a win.
Yeah.
Shout out to my Longhorns. What's good, baby? But Alabama hasn't been right since Jalen Hurts, in my personal opinion. Once Jalen left, and they haven't been right, in my opinion. I'm thinking that's me for a minute.
My new computer's so damn loud with my notifications.
God damn. I keep getting notifications, so I guess we're steering away from sports. But actually, you know, one more thing about sports. Speaking of injuries, fucking that Aaron Rodgers injury, man.
That shit was crazy, dude.
Man, that shit was so fucked.
I was heartbroken.
I was laughing my ass off. I was like, man, this nigga. I was like, this motherfucker did not just. This motherfucker got injured after he dapped up Jake Paul. He got injured after he. It was like a Jake Paul curse. I don't know if that motherfucker has poison around him. Like he has poison on some shit. that motherfucker, he couldn't even get through one drive. He didn't even get through one drive and tore his fucking Achilles. Like, I'm like, motherfucker, like, how the fuck? Like, you've been playing this whole fucking offseason, this whole fucking training camp, and now is the time you tear your shit?
Yeah. I was like, it's damn, crazy. Bro.
Fuck it.
Nah, I was really like going for the Jets, and I was like, damn, like this is the Jets here. Like this is gonna be like
Jets had a great and the thing is Jets still look halfway decent.
Yeah,
but they're not gonna compete. They're not gonna compete in the playoffs. Like I say they're one round and out.
Yeah.
I give them one round and then they're out.
Zach Wilson gonna fuck it up.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't like I said, I like what's his name? Lazard. I like the weapons they have. I like their tight end. The coach is cool as hell.
Yeah.
And I like the coach, and then I don't know if you heard that story about old boy that did that punt return in overtime. I don't know if you heard the story about that, but he gave this kid a chance. He was undrafted. So the one that did the game-winning score in overtime. So the New York Jets coach had given him a chance, and he went undrafted. And it was a beautiful moment. And the coach ran onto the field, too. Started crying. Yeah. It was a beautiful moment. It was actually a beautiful moment. It was fucked up how Aaron Rodgers got injured, but still, that was a beautiful moment. Yeah, it was magical, and they like, oh boy, it was like, oh fuck, I it actually paid off to sign him. Like that boy's probably hungry.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
going undrafted.
Oh, yeah. Undrafted. I'm trying to make a million.
The hunger is real.
Yeah.
Fucking gosh damn it. But shout out to the New York Jets, man. Hopefully y'all have a decent season. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the Texans. Hopefully Stroud comes back stronger and better than ever and actually takes us somewhere, but like I said, I don't see the Texans doing nothing at least for another year.
Yeah.
Realistically, I don't see them doing nothing for at least another
year. The defense is viciously really good, but if CJ Stroud, if he's already injured and it's his throwing shoulder, he's injured on his right shoulder, his throwing shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put him back out there. Me personally, I'm not going to put him back out there. I'll put him out there maybe week 10. Just to get him some reps, but I would take CJ Stroud out, put Davis Mills in, and just let it ride. Because the season, we already picking top five the next draft, so we might as well just go ahead and ride the wave.
Now, like I said, if Mills does a little some, then I'm all down to here. I'm all ears. You know what I mean? They actually do something. I'm all ears because Mills actually played decent during the preseason.
He did.
He actually played halfway decent. Yeah, like he was pretty all right in the preseason. I don't know how he's going to do in the regular season. Yeah. So, fucking, I don't know. Let's see what happens. I don't want to take too much away from Doug, but, yeah, I want to see what happens first. Slime you out.
Hopefully ain't no beat down. We better win that game. We at home against the Colts. First game.
Yeah.
Hanging 40 on their ass.
Fucking, I think, Texas might go away with that one. If Mills play, I say, what's called a Texan run away with it.
Yeah. I think he's still going to start. He just on the injury report for his throwing shoulder, which I'm like, why would you start him if he has a throwing shoulder injury? You might as well just fucking bench his ass.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's also politics to it, and you got to keep their stock up. So if they need to trade him at the last second. If they need to trade him at the last second, then you want to keep their stock up as much as you can.
Yeah.
So fucking, but what's the name? I don't know if you saw that new Aquaman 2 trailer.
Nah.
Fucking yeah, I guess Warner Brothers getting backlash, or they're being made fun of at least by all these content creators for hiding Amber Heard, because Amber Heard's supposed to be in part two, and, he has a baby with her and stuff like that in the movie, but they did not show her face. Like I think they showed her like once or twice in the trailer.
That bitch gonna be dead.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, she had died.
Yeah, so I don't know why they're hiding her face, because they still were gonna go with her. They didn't recast her or nothing, and so and then not to mention she fled. I think she fled the country to not pay Johnny Depp his money. She fled to Spain, I think. Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah, she fled to Spain, if I'm not mistaken. And so
that's some shit right there, man.
Yeah, so she, yeah, they're like, they didn't really show her face or anything like that on the trailer. But yeah, fucking, it looks good though. The crazy part is, it looks good as fuck. I can't lie, it looks good.
Yeah, I gotta look it up.
Yeah, it looks good as fuck. Like, oh boy, what's the name? I don't know if you remember Black Manta. From the first movie. Black dude.
Trying to think about it.
I don't know if you saw the first movie, but the bad guy from the first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's called, man, hey, this shit looks dope. I can't even front. This dude has his own trident and everything.
I see this shit. I'm gonna watch the trailer, see what's going on. I'm gonna watch because you know nowadays you can get the shit on TV now. You can get anything on TV. You don't even have to go to the movie theater.
Which I rock with, but it's pretty much in like 5-10 years. I feel like movie theaters are gonna die out officially. Fucked up. Like I said, the way that the streaming game is, you can't compete with it. Yeah, you can't compete with it. It's like when the radio lost to the television.
Yeah.
Because you can actually get it, you know, you can actually see it now.
Yeah.
So, fucking, yeah, that's when the radio died out. And then it low-key came back because we're podcasting right now, so what's good?
Yeah.
Low-key came back. Shout out to Joe Rogan.
But it's still streaming. Okay.
So, but, yeah, it's still
streaming now, my guy. Ain't about radio waves. It's about streaming waves.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because they got to, this is what it is. And fucking, whatchamacallit. Yeah, and then now TV's getting replaced by these streaming services. No, TV got replaced by cable, and now cable's getting replaced by
YouTube TV.
Streaming services. Yeah.
Yep. That show got UTV. Fuck cable, man. Shit too damn expensive.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, I'd rather pay for all the streaming services. I'd rather pay for like 5 or 6 streaming services, pay the same amount for cable, but now you can just get the shit on demand whenever you want versus having to wait until something comes out and shit like that. That used to be a nice feeling when you had to wait for shows to come out and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, Americans are so impatient. They're going to figure out a way to fucking rush it. Yeah, impatient as fuck.
Yeah,
but yeah, TV and cable is gonna die out soon. That's why they're doing the weekly episodes now. That's why they're doing weekly episodes on these streaming services now. They're trying to kind of bring back the TV.
Entice you.
I'm
saying that's addicting.
Yeah, it's addicting. Yeah, they created all these buzzwords like binge. And fucking, and you know, buzzwords and shit like that. And it became, you know, adapted into our culture.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't know. If you got anything else to say, Big Dog, I think we can go ahead and end it there.
But, yeah, man, we covered pretty much everything. Steve Harvey is still a simp. Kevin Porter Jr. Free Tory Lanez still, you know, always free Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey, that's your last get. Bald head motherfucker.
Steve, might be time to shave that mustache.
Let that it go. Thick ass rape stash you got on your lip.
Yeah,
that damn fucking centipede caterpillar mix.
You don't deserve it. You don't deserve the stash, Steve.
You don't deserve
it. You gotta earn it, Steve.
Rip that motherfucker off.
Like you know, SpongeBob style, rip that shit off. But fucking, I guess we can go ahead and end it there. I want to thank my co-host, Dominican Bobby. Want to shout out to my sisters. I'm glad you're visiting. Shout out to my homeboy's friend. And what's called, have fun this weekend, y'all. Don't have too much fun, but have fun nonetheless.
Not too much.
And be safe. Anyways, peace out, y'all. Yes, sir. Oh man, it was worse than those fucking NPC streamers. Yes, yes, yes. Smack that ass. Smack that ass. Yes, yes, yes. Oh man. Man, I'm gonna be. Those motherfuckers make seven fucking thousand. Like, there's some of them that make 7,000 a day doing that stupid shit. I'm in the wrong business, y'all. But yeah, if you made it this far, congratulations. You're now a misogynist. Nope, don't squirrel out. Nope, don't fucking leave. Don't do it. You made it this far. Don't fucking do it, bitch. That's why I'm seeing you with the fat fucking fingers. Don't fucking do it. Fingers fatter than mine. Yeah. Don't fucking do it. You're here now. You're here for the long haul, baby. Get ready. But anyways, but yeah, y'all, just most definitely just want to say thank y'all. Like I said in the beginning of the video, we have big things coming and big things running. And I also want to give a shout out to my nephew. Happy birthday, Royal. What's good, dog? Yeah, boy, it's getting old on me. I feel old just talking about him. So, yeah, let me get the fuck up out of here. All right, peace out, man. Yeah, that's right. You're misogynist, you little bitch. That's right. Yeah, that's right. You little bitch.